Hi, everyone. It's me, Katie Couric. You know, lately I've been overwhelmed by the whole wellness industry. So much information out there about flaxseed, pelvic floor, serums, and anti-aging. So I launched a newsletter. It's called Body and Soul, to share expert-approved advice for your physical and mental health. And guess what? It's free. Just sign up at katiecouric.com/bodyandsoul. That's KATIECOURIC.com/bodyandsoul. I promise it will make you happier and healthier.
I'm Dr. Laurie Santos, host of the Happiness Lab podcast. As the U.S. elections approach, it can feel like we're angrier and more divided than ever.
Please stick to policy. Don't get personal.
But in a new, hopeful season of my podcast, I'll share what the science really shows, that we're surprisingly more united than most people think.
We all know something is wrong in our culture, in our politics, and that we need to do better and that we can do better.
Listen on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
I'm Joe Gatto.
I'm Steve Byrne.
We are Two Cool Moms.
We certainly are.
And guess where we could find us now?
Oh, I don't know. The iHeart Podcast Network?
That's right. We're an official iHeart podcast, and I'm super excited about it.
I am too. I thought Two Cool Moms was such a fun podcast, but now it's even more funner and cooler and heartier.
That's right. It's more iHeartier.
I knew it. Check your heart rate. We're here at iHeart.
Yeah, you can find us wherever you listen to your podcast or on the iHeart Radio app.
Hey everyone, Jake Storielli here from John Boy Media. I want to tell you about my podcast, Wake and Jake. I've been a sports nut my whole life, and there's nothing I love more than talking about it. If you're a sports fan, Wake and Jake is the place for you. Covering all the hot topics from the sports world, a lot of baseball, a lot of postseason coverage, mock drafts, awards, guest interviews, all of it. New episodes every Monday and Wednesday. Come watch along on the Wake and Jake YouTube channel or listen on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Let's have some fun.
On a Thursday.
And yes, I'm here. Okay, I'm here. And I'll even, look,
stop the presses. I'll be here again tomorrow. I'm not even joking. I'm going to go ahead and knock out 2 days in a row.
But here on the Jesse Kelly Show, this is what we have tonight. There's a lot to take in. So I think we're going to have a new leader in the Senate. That's good and also horrible. We have the continuing journey of this dude in Tennessee, which is one of the funniest things I've seen in a while. We will talk more about a parallel economy. Talk about this guy who's getting busted, going to be severely busted for leaking from the Pentagon. We're going to talk about China threatening us pretty overtly now in two separate Americas. Emails and so much more coming up tonight on the world famous Jesse Kelly Show. And as a reminder to you, tomorrow is Ask Dr. Jesse Friday, where we take all 3 hours and we answer your questions. Whatever you email in, ask me anything, whatever you email in to Jesse at jessekellyshow.com. But I want to begin with something you may find terrible, but I find wonderful. I think even if you do find it terrible, you'll come with me in a moment. You'll come alongside me in a moment. And maybe agree with me somewhat. I got a couple headlines in an email I want to read. First of all, headline. Exodus continues as more than 10,000 New Yorkers have moved to Florida in 2023. It's April. Already 10,000 gone. That's just to one state. Another headline. Nearly a third of New Yorkers want to move out. Fed up with crime, housing costs, poor schools, and more. Okay. And then I add this one. It'll sound unrelated. Just stay with me. Hang with me here. Hello, Mr. Kelly. Greetings from Ohio. Maybe you covered this on your show. I wanted to raise this idea for your listeners. I used to work for an Anheuser-Busch distributor per InBev these days. These distributors are independently owned and often sell products other than Anheuser-Busch products. For instance, anyway, the guy goes on to talk about a viral video of a guy who sells Anheuser-Busch products, and he's mad at him because he said, hey, you're taking money out of my pocket. Now, how are any of those things related? What am I talking about here? Maybe as you look around right now, maybe you are lamenting some things. It would be reasonable to look at the state of our nation and the state of our leadership and kind of lament where we are.
Our history reminds us, our history, ours, yours and mine, reminds us of the responsibilities we have to the president. This should be the president.
Maybe you're lamenting that. Maybe you're lamenting the death of everything, including cars.
I'm pleased to announce that EPA is proposing the strongest ever federal pollution technology standards for both cars and trucks. Together, today's actions will accelerate our ongoing transition to a clean vehicle's future.
Okay. The death of everything. The death of sports. The death of Bud Light. The death of New York. The death of this. And I will tell you, I'm not trying to put a smiley face on a feminist face. I understand that these things are bad overall, that they're not what we want. If you had your way, you would still be able to go right down to the grocery store right now and just get whatever kind of beer you want. And if you want to grab some Oreos on the way out, you don't have to stress that they're gay Oreos because they're just normal Oreos. It's just chocolate and cream and deliciousness. And I want you, I want the same thing you want. I want to be able to go down 10 years from now. And when I want a new pickup or a midlife crisis car, I can just buy one and not one that's mega expensive because of the government or runs on electric. So I run out of electricity in 200 miles. I want what you want. I want, you know, have I ever told you that I had a dream when I was younger? And I don't mean that younger, 4 or 5 years ago. That one day the wife and I would talk about this when the boys move out, when we become empty nesters, we wanted an apartment in New York City. We've never been second home people, but you know how much we live and die for New York City. I just love it. We've talked about, hey, what if we ever make it big? We'll get some sweet one that overlooks Central Park. And then whenever we want, we'll go up and just enjoy New York City for a week, 2 weeks. I can work up there. I'll just go down to the offices of WOR and just live it up. It'll be, I want that too. And we see these things that we've wanted, these things that we've gotten used to, and we see them going away. And we're sad about that because change hurts and losing things hurts. We're not adding things. We're losing things. But let me tell you something. Because of how rapidly everything is changing and how rapidly everything is changing for the worse, that is actually prompting something that is truly good and something we can grab a hold of and wrap our arms around and feel good about. Is it going to be rocky and rough? Of course, but there's something wonderful happening. People are leaving, people are changing, and people are, more importantly, building. We are beginning now to become aware that we live in a nation that is hostile towards us. From the federal government to the states to the entertainment to the friggin' beer companies, we are understanding we live now within a system that has declared us to be the enemy. And they're attacking us. Now, that's not ideal, but what that does is it smacks people awake. It smacks all of us awake, and it prompts action. We've used the example before on the show. If you're overweight, maybe you've struggled with weight in your life. If you're overweight, you can kind of get by with being a little overweight or very overweight for a while. But at some point in time, you get up and you walk across a flat surface down the hall in the office 50 feet, and by the time you get down to the water machine, you're already doing the and you're grabbing a Kleenex and you're dabbing the sweat off your forehead, and you're saying to yourself, oh my gosh, I'm gonna die if I don't make changes. Now, is that a place you wanna be? No, but I would argue that's one of the most healthy places you've been in your life, because in that moment, you resolve to make changes. The American right, the people who share your values and our values, they're making changes, and big changes moving is hard. I have moved my entire life. You know, I was born in Ohio, Toronto, Ohio. Actually born in Steubenville, but we lived in Toronto, Ohio, tiny little town. You've never heard of it. Right on the Ohio River, as Rust Belt as it gets. Construction family. Moved to Montana when I was 10. From there, Marine Corps everywhere. From there, Arizona. Oh, but by the way, in Montana, we lived in 10 houses in 10 years because my dad would buy them and then sell them, trying to get some money. We needed the money. Buy them, sell them. So it's, and you didn't hire movers. We weren't hiring any movers. It was me and my dad hauling dressers, hauling washing machines. That's what I did as a kid. From Marines to Arizona, from Arizona to D.C., from D.C. to Dallas, from Dallas to Houston. I've moved, and I know moving's hard. It sucks. It sucks. On top of the packing and the wrapping and the time, you grow accustomed to where you live. You have a dude who cuts your hair, or one of the haircut ladies who cuts your hair. You know where you go get groceries. You know who has the best deals on gas. Your kids, if you have them, they're in a school. They have friends. You know the teachers. You know your neighbors. Oh, hey, it's Bob. Bob, hey, did you ever get that skin rash cleaned up? I was thinking about Kamala Harris. But you know what I'm talking about. You get to know life, and that's a good thing. You're comfortable. You know your life. And so when you're giving that up, when you're packing, when you're leaving, that's not small. That's huge. But people are doing it. I'm going to give you a number. It's jaw-dropping, but it's true. Do you know how many people? I brought up 10,000 out of New York in just 2023. Do you know how many people have moved in just the last couple years alone? 2 million. 2 million people have moved. When you're prompting 2 million people to give up that school, give up that grocery store, give up neighbor Bob with the skin rash, give up a life that they've known and leave and go into the unknown, what you're seeing is you're seeing people be slapped awake into action. The fat guy at the water cooler, what you're seeing him go for a walk the next morning. Just a mile. That's all he can do. And he's hurting. His knees hurt at the end. He's sucking wind. But you're seeing the beginning of a beginning. That's what we're seeing right now in this country. As all the filth comes to the surface around us, people are horrified and they're beginning to make real changes. It's the beginning. It's just the tip, but it's something. I'm going to continue on this talk because it's actually, I'm not near done with this. I really feel as inspired right now as I've felt in a while. Are there going to be rocky times? Sure. I mean, the dollar's collapsing. You saw that Brazil's now openly saying move off the dollar. That's going to be horrible. But maybe a gold standard will be the standard in Red America when we get there. Maybe Oxford Gold is going to be a sponsor of the new government. That would be a good idea. The Republic of Jesse, sponsored by Oxford Gold. What, Chris? Tell me this doesn't sound great. I thought this would be uniquely appealing to you. When you become a citizen in the Republic of Jesse, Oxford Gold automatically sends gold and silver coins to your front door. Now, you don't have to wait to become a member of the Republic of Jesse. Oxford Gold will do that to you now, and you should do that now. Oxford Gold, they're not waiting around for the dollar to collapse. They're weaving gold and silver in your 401k and IRA now. So when these people destroy us, you'll still have wealth. Call 833-995-GOLD and get yours done, all right? We'll be back.
Is he smarter than everyone?
Who knows?
Does he think so? Yeah. The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, prepping for a new America, a different future, and it's going to be, you know what it's going to be? It's going to be hard, but it's going to be exciting. New things are exciting. This is how I feel every time I order from a new pizza place. I'm reinvigorated. Now, hear me out. I know you're disheartened right now, but people are moving. They're voting with their feet. And this Anheuser-Busch thing is bringing something else to the forefront. You know, they've lost more than $6 billion in market value following the whole tranny thing. It's bringing something else to the forefront. There's a video out there. I don't know that I love the audio. Chris, you can find it if you want. I don't know that I love it. If you don't love it, don't bring it up. But what happens is a guy who is a distributor for Anheuser-Busch, he's not part of Anheuser-Busch, but he distributes their products. He's on video complaining. He said, hey, man, Anheuser-Busch, this is how I feed my family, and now people aren't buying it. You're ruining me. So that's sad, right? Okay, it's sad. But what it's doing is it has people out there hungry for a place they can go that won't spit in their face every single day. And they're actively looking. But wait, maybe you're saying, oh, who cares about that? Let me explain. It's not just employees who are out there actively looking for something. There is this new emerging corporate world and already existing corporate world, I might point out. A lot of these guys, most of them remain quiet because they don't want to be attacked. They're looking for new talent. So the talent is looking for the corporations, and the corporations are looking for non-communist talent. And you have new groups out there, like New Founding, who are merging these groups together and building us something new. People are moving out of these blue hellholes. They're done. They're done living under values like this.
This isn't just an attack on abortion. It's an attack on democracy. Once again, states have become the battleground on these fights. We'll always protect access to reproductive health care and all individual rights here in New York.
And I'm supposed to sit here and yell at Kathy Hochul for that. I actually applaud Kathy Hochul. I thank Kathy Hochul for that right now. That's the kind of mood I'm in. Why? Because for so long, we have convinced ourselves that things are about to change and things are going to do this. And well, we're just about to turn things around. But now people are realizing they're not turning around, that we are at least two separate nations and we are racing in opposite directions. In 10 years from now, probably less than that. I just love using that number for some reason. In 10 years from now, in blue states like New York, 10 years from now, there will be girls' soccer leagues that are half boys, and the girls will be pummeling them in, or the boys will be pummeling the women into dust. There will be abortion on demand anytime. There will be no restrictions at all. The baby will be born, and it'll be horrific, and they'll still be killing it. But then there will be this other America. There will be a different America, the one you want to live in. And doesn't that inspire you that there, as I've told you 1,000 times, there are millions and millions and millions and tens of millions of Americans who want what you want? These red states, as you get to them, they will be protecting your girls. They will be protecting babies. They will be protecting their economies from turning into endless rainbow mafia woke filth. We are creating now, not just complaining. We are creating, and I'm giving very little credit to the red states, although the red states have done some good things when they're passing laws and banning this and banning that. I'm not talking about red states. Red states have a long way to go, and red communities have a long way to go when it comes to becoming high T and anti-communist and fighting against them. I'm talking about you. I'm talking about the individual citizen changing this country by voting with his feet. And it was always inevitable. Migration, human migration, is the entire history of the world. And why do human beings migrate? Why do they do this? Because you don't want to live here for one reason or another. So you migrate to find a place where you do want to live. Well, people are doing it right now in droves. By the millions. I actually have changed my tune. I don't want Kathy Hochul to stop. As much as I want someone to come in and save my beloved New York City, I don't want Kathy Hochul to stop. I want Kathy Hochul to ramp things up. Because the divide is necessary. And it's good. The faster the divide comes, the faster you have an option to live in a place you want to live, that shares your values, that promotes the things you want promoted. The faster this divide happens, the better off we are. You don't want to live in this country. This is a sailor. This is somebody in the Navy. You don't want to live like this.
And I was able to deploy on the USS Gerald R. Ford last fall. And the coolest thing I did on board was to be able to participate in a LGBTQ spoken word night. And I was able to read a poem that I wrote to the whole ship. And that was probably the culmination of the whole deployment.
You're disgusted by that and you want that to stop, but it's not going to stop, but the new country won't have it. All right? Be inspired. All right, let's talk a little bit about a couple more things. Mitch McConnell's getting ready to retire. Let's talk about this National Guard guy who leaked everything and got arrested. What do we think about this guy? Let's talk about your garbage slippers and why you need some all-season slippers from MyPillow because they're normally $149.98, only now they're $25. See, we have a lot to talk about. Maybe we should just focus on that. Maybe we should focus on your feet. Although I'm not really a feet person. I don't kind of think the feet people are a little off, but you do what you do. That's not my business. I just want your feet to be comfortable, really. I want your knees to not hurt when you're walking around the house all day long. I don't want you to have to change slippers or put on shoes when you take the garbage out, go down and get the mail. Everyone knows about MyPillow's all-season slippers. Every now and then, this is very rare. I'm actually not sure that I've ever seen this in the past couple of years. They will do a closeout sale for their all-season slippers. They're already sold out of several sizes. They just go so fast when they start selling them for $25, but they still have a bunch available, man. You need to go to MyPillow.com, promo code Jesse, and see if they have your size. Snatch yourself up a pair of slippers for $25. That's awesome. MyPillow.com, promo code Jesse. Or call 800-845-0544.
Truth. Attitude. Jesse Kelly.
We think of Franklin as the doddering dude flying a kite in the rain, but those experiments are the most important scientific discoveries of the time.
I'm Evan Ratliff. Last season, we tackled the ingenuity of Elon Musk with biographer Walter Isaacson. This time, we're diving into the story of Benjamin Franklin, another genius who's desperate to be dusted off from history.
His media empire makes him the most successful self-made business person in America. I mean, he was never early to bed and early to rise type person. He's enormously famous. Women start wearing their hair in what was called the coiffure a la Franklin.
And who's more relevant now than ever.
The only other person who could have possibly been the first president would have been Benjamin Franklin. But he's too old and wants Washington to do it.
Listen to On Benjamin Franklin with Walter Isaacson on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, everyone. This is Jimmy O'Brien from John Boy Media. I want to quickly tell you about my podcast. It's called Jimmy's Three Things. Episodes come out every Tuesday, and for about 30 minutes, I dive into three topics in Major League Baseball that I am interested in. Breaking stories, trends, stats, weird stuff. Sometimes I make up my own stats. Sometimes I do a lot of research. And it ends up, I was wrong the whole time. So that's something you can get in on. Use Jimmy's Three Things podcast to stay up to date on Major League Baseball and to make you just a smidge smarter than your friend who's a baseball fan. You listen to me and then you go tell him, hey, I know this and you don't. So I make you smarter than your friends. That's what Jimmy's Three Things is all about. Listen to Jimmy's Three Things on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. You could also find it on the Talkin' Baseball YouTube channel, and new episodes drop every Tuesday.
I'm Buzz Knight, and I'm the host of the Taking a Walk podcast, Music History on Foot. Ian Hunter.
Hello, Ian. It's Ringo. How'd you fancy going on the tour? You get the chills when the Beatles are on your answering machine.
The podcast is an audio diary of insightful conversations with musicians and the inside stories behind their music. Kenny
Aronoff. I wake up every morning and I feel grateful, but I know it didn't come from luck. If you get a lucky break, well, you better be prepared. You better be ready. If you've done your homework and you're continuing to do your homework, you'll turn that lucky break into something great.
The message of the podcast is simple. Honest conversation with musicians about the music they create. Carney Wilson.
You know, I mean, Elton John picked me up and put me back in my crib when I was a toddler. It's like, that's the thing that's so cool is I've got these stories because of my life.
Listen to the Taking a Walk podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, everyone. It's me, Katie Couric. Have you heard about my newsletter called Body and Soul? It has everything you need to know about your physical and mental health. Personally, I'm overwhelmed by the wellness industry. I mean, there's so much information out there about lifting weights, pelvic floors, cold plunges, anti-aging. So I launched Body and Soul to share doctor-approved insights about all of that and more. We're tackling everything. Serums to use through menopause, exercises that improve your brain health, and how to naturally lower your blood pressure and cholesterol. Oh, and if you're as sore as I am from pickleball, we'll help you with that too. Most importantly, it's information you can trust. Everything is vetted by experts at the top of their field, and you can write into them directly to have your questions answered. So sign up for Body and Soul at katiecouric.com/bodyandsoul. Taking better care of yourself is just a click away.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. And remember, tomorrow's an Ask Dr. Jesse Friday. To get your questions emailed in right now to jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Before we get to this National Guardsman, I am going to play you this audio of this Anheuser-Busch affiliate. The audio is clear enough to play about him lamenting what they did to him. Now, remember, this sucks. This sucks for this guy, but this guy's going to have new opportunities going forward. Go ahead, Chris.
I work for an affiliate company. I am a merchandiser, and the sole product of the company I work for is Anheuser-Busch products. So with all this canceling going on, I've never seen such little sales in this past few days on these products. And it's sad because when people don't buy this beer, I don't make money and I can't feed my family. So.
That sucks. But we are in a transition time, and I'm happy that that guy's going to have a softer place to land going forward. Now, it should be noted, one last thing on this Bud Light thing. We've spent way too much time on this. There's other stuff to get to. People are talking about Anheuser-Busch's stock price. Everyone tracks their stock prices in the wake of controversy. They've already lost more than $6 billion and so on and so forth. Okay, one, obviously that's good. We want them to lose a bunch of money. Don't take the stock price stuff to the bank yet. What happens in these little situations is people will immediately react, and then the stock price will dip, and then smart investors will buy on the dip because they think the dip's going to go back up, and then so many people buy that it goes back up, but then it goes back down. So it's going to be a big up and down. You're not going to know whether or not this boycott is actually effective for 3 months, 6 months, a year. You're just not going to know. You're not going to know it at all. I hope this is the first one we can actually stick with. I shouldn't say that. That's not fair. Disney continues to lose money. So people are leaving Disney. But maybe I'm jaded. I'm old enough to remember. I'm never watching the NFL again. Screw those anti-American dirtballs. And that lasted about 2 weeks. And then everyone went back and watched the NFL again. We'll see if the right can continue putting its money where its morals are. We'll see. We will see. Fingers crossed. I hope. We'll see on that. But this goes, actually, one more thing on this alternate network we're building I want to discuss. Part of the reason corporate America will do things like this, there are a bunch of different reasons for it, but part of the reason they'll do it is they are backstopped by the rest of corporate America and by the United States government. Meaning, what if we stuck with it? And what if Anheuser-Busch has the worst year they've ever had and they get themselves in real financial trouble? Oh my gosh, we're hemorrhaging money. What do we do? Hey, we might have to declare bankruptcy. Well, because they've paid homage to America's religion here in the U.S. of Gay, what that does is it's going to grant them access to capital and various bailouts, parachutes that will allow them to keep on going. That allows them the freedom to tick off the American right. But if you went the other way, what if Budweiser, what if they'd done something really, really bad. And gave a shout out to the Christian community in the wake of that trans shooting. When some trainee walked into school and murdered a bunch of Christians, what if Bud Light put out even one public statement in support of the... We stand with the Christian community in this country, praying for you guys. Well, what that would have done, that would have put them on the outs with the system in this country, because that would have meant they're paying homage to a heretic religion, a rebellious religion, not America's religion of gayness. So that, what it would have done previously, it would have frozen them out from various parachutes they may have needed if the business started going south. All of a sudden, if you're Anheuser-Busch, you don't have the freedom to walk into Goldman Sachs anymore and say, hey, I need an injection of capital, because Goldman Sachs would simply say, yeah, right, come back when you're wearing a rainbow flag. But that's changing. There's now a network, a new network building of ours. It's in the early stages, but it's building and it's good. Just do keep that in mind. That's why these things oftentimes don't work. We don't stick with it, one. And two, they're not necessarily concerned about sticking, about your support. They're concerned about punching their ticket, paying their dues to the system, if you will. They paid their dues with this one. So even if they lose, even if they lose money on it, they paid enough dues, they'll never fall all the way down. They just bought themselves a parachute is what they bought. Now, that brings me to somebody who most definitely does not have a parachute in his possession. Who is that? That is the 21-year-old National Guardsman who committed the unforgivable sin. Now, the unforgivable sin is not leaking classified information. That is not the unforgivable sin in this country. In a normal country, in a sane country, that would be the unforgivable sin. That's not the sin he committed. The sin he committed was he embarrassed and exposed the system. Remember something, as you well know, the system, its main purpose is protecting itself. In a late stage republic, a corrupt, rotted regime, it's all just one big looting party now, where all the elites are just pillaging us for all they're worth as they burn the nation to the ground. The one thing they won't abide, the one thing they will not abide, is any threat to the system. Look what they did to Donald Trump. They won't abide by that. So if you're some National Guardsman and you want to commit crimes of any kind, I mean, you might get in trouble a little bit. You might get kicked out, maybe a little prison time, slapped on the wrist. But it's not going to be the end of the world unless what you do threatens the system, exposes the system. You see, the system has been lying to you and me for a while now. They've been telling us that we're winning in Ukraine, that this is a fight for freedom and we're going to be just fine. They've been telling you that we're hardly even involved at all. We're just sending them some missiles. Don't worry, guys. No boots on the ground. The system has been lying to you repeatedly as they continually come before you and try to justify all your tax money that's going overseas. Well, this 21-year-old National Guardsman who just kind of seems like a gamer guy, like a game on one of these online gamer dorks, who decided to try to impress his online friends, took all this national security information that exposed all these lies and told his buddies, and now everyone knows about the lies. Well, I'm sorry, those are very serious, very deliberate crimes.
It is important to understand that we do have stringent guidelines in place for safeguarding classified and sensitive information. This was a deliberate criminal act, a violation of those guidelines. But again, this is something that we'll continue to look at.
But you are taking steps to tighten, I guess, population who might have access to this level of information.
That's accurate. Again, we continue to review those distribution lists, update them, make sure there's a need to know. But again, let me just emphasize my point that this was a, you know, we have rules in place. Each of us signs a non-disclosure agreement. Anybody that has a security clearance. And so All indications are, again, this is a criminal act, a willful violation of those. Another reason why we're continuing to investigate and support DOJ's investigation.
Yeah, they sent an armored vehicle and a tactical team to the guy's house to bust him today. He's in bad trouble because he committed the unforgivable sin. You cannot embarrass the system. It's the one thing they won't abide. Now, that's odd because I distinctly remember, man, I'm trying to think. Maybe we'll have to dig it up for you. I remember what the system said when the system murdered 10 innocent Afghanis. Huh. Maybe we'll have to dig that up. We'll play that for you in just a moment. Before we play that for you, have you bought gold and silver yet? I already told you what happened with Brazil today. Brazil's Lula lands in China to sign trade deals. He's also inserting himself in the conflict. You know about the BRICS. You know about the nations. The nations that are gathering, organizing against us. You know about the debt. And by the way, we've already rung up over $1 trillion this year. Deficit, over $1 trillion already. Do you have gold and silver in your hands? Physical in your hands? Oxford Gold will send gold and silver coins to your front door. They'll weave it into your 401k and IRA so your retirement isn't wiped out. But they can't do anything if you don't call them. Call them. 833-995-GOLD. All right? 833-995-GOLD. Oxford Gold Group. Hang on.
I've got an animal inside of me.
This is Jesse Kelly. You're listening to The Jesse Kelly Show.
My heart. There's nothing our nations can't achieve if we do it together. I really mean it. So thank you all. God bless you all. Let's go lick the world. Let's get it done.
That was Joe Biden from earlier today. Let's go lick the world. Hey, that's why she's here. Now, let's go back to what we were talking about. The National Guardsman committing the unforgivable sin. You can screw up. I mean, shoot, screw up. You can send a Reaper drone in to blow up 10 innocent Afghanis, completely innocent. Six of them were children, adorable little children. That's fine. You know what they're going to do if you do that? Well, I mean, John Kirby laid it out.
Is there discipline inside the Pentagon at all? I mean, maybe there are no charges brought up, but is anyone demoted or disciplined for what happened that day?
What we are going to do, there's not going to be individual discipline as a result of this, Willie. But what we are going to do is learn from this.
Oh, there's no discipline. What? No. But hey, if you embarrass the regime, if you embarrass the system, God help you. Now, that shows you where we are. That's why we're a late-stage republic. You know what they would do to you if you were a Carthaginian general and you screwed up? I don't mean criminal activity. I don't mean criminal activity. But wrap your mind around this. Rome was a superpower at the time. This is not the Hannibal stuff. This came before Hannibal. Rome was a superpower, and Carthage was a superpower. And they ended up fighting in Sicily over a bunch of insane stuff. It's crazy war, all kinds of naval battles that you wouldn't even believe. It's nuts. But they're also fighting on land, and you're fighting against a superpower. If you're a Carthaginian general, and let's say you lose a battle against the Roman army, it's not exactly a mark of shame, it's a Roman army, they'd crucify you. You know what crucifixion is? You really know what it is? You know what they would do to you? They would take you in. They would flog you. Do you know what flogging is? It's not a whip. Or I think they call it scourge, might have been. But they called it a bunch of different things. But they would take, it would have a handle on it. And there would be a bunch of leather straps that come out the end of it. And there would be a ball at the end of those leather straps. Sometimes just a ball, like a lead ball. Sometimes there was a ball with a claw in it. Not making this up, just depended on the society. And then they would tie you up to a post. This is before they crucified you. Keep in mind, this is your own general. This is your guy. You know his name. He's one of yours. And he made a mistake. Maybe he didn't even make a mistake. Maybe he just got beat by the better man that day. They would tie him up to a post. They would beat him sometimes to death. Sometimes you just, your body would die of shock and blood loss. You'd get beaten so hard at this post. But if you managed to not die, which frankly, the lucky ones died beforehand, if you managed to not die, then just like you've seen, just like all the crucifixion stuff you've seen, they nail your feet and your ankle, or they nail your feet either through the top of your foot or your ankles. By the way, no one knows because every society did it differently. And then they nail you through your wrists, most likely, probably not the hands, but that might have been done in some places. They nail you through the two bones in your wrist and hang you on a cross. And sure, that hurts, but wait, there's more. That's actually not even the worst of it. You know why you die when you're crucified? When your arms are hanging like that, when you're hanging like that, you can't breathe. You're suffocating. It's something about the body hanging that way. You can't breathe if you hang. You have to use your legs and your feet to push yourself up. You have to push yourself up to take a breath. You die because slowly over a period of days, the sun, the exposure, all the horrible stuff in it, eventually your body just dies from shock or your legs wear out and you will lay there suffocating. You remember that story from the Bible, the crucifixion, how he was going around to break people's legs who were being crucified by Jesus? You know why? Did you know doing that, breaking people's legs? Wrap your mind around this. Taking a metal rod and breaking people's legs was an act of mercy so they could no longer push themselves up and breathe. They would die faster. Carthage would do that to its own general. In the United States of America, our system is so broken and so corrupt, not only does nobody get fired, arrested, nobody even got written up when we killed six innocent children in Afghanistan. But if you're a 21-year-old gamer nerd and you happen to leak classified information out there that makes all the corrupt, incompetent boobs who run this country, that it reveals all of them to be the corrupt, incompetent boobs who run this country. Well, they sent a tack team to his house today. They sent a tack team to the gamer nerd's house. They probably should have just called him or could have just called him. He's in the National Guard, not the freaking Green Berets. He's not some Marine grunt. 21-year-old computer nerd in the Army National Guard. And they sent a tack team to his house. Why? Well, you can't embarrass the system, man. You can do a lot of things. You can get our guys killed in places like Afghanistan, murder kids with a Reaper drone in Afghanistan. Shoot, you can. Remember that general? Remember one of those generals over there? Kicked a bunch of people off the plane so he could drive one of these Hiluxes, one of these, a souvenir essentially, onto the plane and he took it home with him? You can do that. You won't even get reprimanded. But what you can't do is expose the lies. You're not allowed to expose the lies because in a late stage republic, the system has to protect itself. It only exists to protect itself. That's where we're at. And that's why we're separating. That's why people are packing up, they're leaving. And that's why we're finally going to see some real change in states and communities going forward. Now, speaking of change, you hear about the Mitch McConnell stuff from today? Buckle up for this one. Hang on.
Hi, everyone. It's me, Katie Couric. You know, lately I've been overwhelmed by the whole wellness industry. So much information out there about flaxseed, pelvic floor, serums, and anti-aging. So I launched a newsletter, it's called Body and Soul, to share expert-approved advice for your physical and mental health. And guess what? It's free. Just sign up at katiecouric.com/bodyandsoul. That's katiecouric.com/bodyandsoul. I promise it will make you happier and healthier.
I'm Dr. Laurie Santos, host of the Happiness Lab podcast. As the U.S. elections approach, it can feel like we're angrier and more divided than ever.
Please stick to policy. Don't get personal.
But in a new, hopeful season of my podcast, I'll share what the science really shows, that we're surprisingly more united than most people think.
We all know something is wrong in our culture, in our politics and that we need to do better and that we can do better.
Listen on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
I'm Joe Gatto.
I'm Steve Byrne.
We are Two Cool Moms.
We certainly are.
And guess where we could find us now?
Oh, I don't know. The iHeart Podcast Network?
That's right. We're an official iHeart podcast, and I'm super excited about it.
I am too. I thought Two Cool Moms was such a fun podcast, but now it's even more funner and cooler and heartier.
That's right. It's more iHeartier.
I knew it. Check your heart rate. We're here at iHeart.
Yeah, you can find us wherever you listen to your podcast or on the iHeart Radio app.
Hey, I'm Bruce Bazzi. On my podcast, Table for Two, we have unforgettable lunch after unforgettable lunch with the best guest you could possibly ask for. People like Matt Bomer, Emma Roberts, and Colin Jost.
Did you say a Caesar salad with lobster?
Yeah.
Whoa.
Our second season is airing right now, so you can catch up on our conversations that are intimate and often hilarious. Listen to Table for Two with Bruce Bazzi on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.